Hey, hi, Facebook family, Instagram, YouTubers, podcasters. I don't know if you noticed, but there wasn't a video last week, and the week seemed to just escape us. It got away from us, but we're back on track. And, you know, there's so much going on in the world today. Things change so fast. And but I want to talk about, does God still speak to us? Some people say that, you know, he only spoke back then and he doesn't speak now. And he only healed back then and he doesn't heal now. And he saved back then. You know, it was all back then. But I want to show you in Hebrews 13:8. We all know it, where it is, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. And with that in mind, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, then I would have to say that God is still speaking, and I know he's speaking to some of you. When we look at the world and what's happening with Brooklyn Center and George Floyd and all the unrest and the military and the police, and I think we're all like on the brink. We're all on the edge. We've all stepped to the edge, and a lot of people are hurting. We're all hurting. No matter what side of the fence you're on, we're all hurting. And when I go out there to Brooklyn Center and I see and I realize this, that we don't war against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. And with that in mind, then I got to believe God is speaking to us now. He's speaking through us through situations. He's telling us that we're fighting the wrong enemy. We're going after the wrong enemy. Our enemy is fought on our knees. But our emotions get in the way, and we're all looking for someone that we want to blame. I'm not talking about who's right, who's wrong, or avoiding justice, but I'm talking about us as saints, the attitudes of our heart, that we don't buy into the world system looking for a flesh and blood enemy, because there isn't one. And so I want to talk today about how he talks to us. There's 12 different ways how he talks to us. And one of them is through visions and dreams. It says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And that's found in Acts 2:17. One of the ways that God speaks to us is through visions and dreams. And I would have to say that isn't the biggest way that God has spoken to me in my life, but he has spoken to me at different times that way. And the one in particular, the one that remains foremost in my mind, is at the very, very beginning, before we even started this ICCM Life Center, we were getting ready to start. But you see, when God called me, I was single and had no children. But by the time the manifestation of that call happened, I was married and out to here, pregnant out to here. And one of my leaders pulled me to the side to explain to me that my husband can plant this church, but I would not be able to. Now, you got to understand my background. I was raised in a hardcore setting of New Life for Girls, and my life changed when I began to listen to my leaders, when I trusted my leaders, and this was a leader. And I was so devastated I couldn't even mention it to my husband Chris, because I guess I was dumbfounded. I was at a loss. I was broken. I had planned this for years now. I had gone through Bible college. Had just looked to doing this and seeing this vision come to pass. And now someone was telling me that I won't be able to do that. I don't know if it was because I was pregnant. I don't remember if it's because I was a woman. I don't remember. All I know is that I went home that night so devastated. And that night, God appeared to me, and I'll share more later how I knew it for sure. It was the Lord. It was God. But the gist of this dream, it was kind of wild, but the gist of this dream was, at the very end, plant churches. And I can't tell you how excited I woke up that morning, because I just heard from God. God showed me in a dream. God showed me in a vision that He wants me to plant churches. And I think that He came to me that way because He knew me. He knew that I would back down. I would back away, because it was a leader saying this to me. But after I heard from God, that wasn't what I was going to do. And I was speaking at a woman's breakfast. That it was a Saturday morning, I believe. And I went to that breakfast and I spoke. But as soon as I stood up, the whole altar, I don't know if it was two or three deep, but they all went down. They all got slain in the spirit. It was, I've never saw anything quite like that, and I haven't seen it to this day. But I attached that to the fact that I had a visitation from God during the night. And I believe that His residue, when you have a meeting with God, when you've been in the presence of God, there's a residue, that there's a light that stays on you. And and when I saw all those women go down, I knew that I had a meeting with God and that this was so real. And my prayer has been since then that I would be in the presence of God, that I would be so close to God, that I would be able to hear His voice and to be in His presence and to see miracles happen, to see lives being changed, to see people being healed. And, you know, and the Word talks about in the end days, we will do bigger things, we will do greater things. And I know that's real, and that's going to be. And I know that we're beginning to see the manifestation of that now. We're in the beginning of God's revival, and it may not look like it, because in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of the protests and the riots and the looting, it's like, where are you in all of this, God? But I also know that He says, do not be troubled, for these things must happen for My kingdom to come. So I'm not alarmed when I see it. Actually, it gives me more faith to know that our light is needed. This is the time. This is the time, church. This is when we rise up in the midst of the storm. Don't fall back. Don't fall into, whose side are you on? What do you believe? It doesn't matter. We're on God's side, Jesus' side. And it's our time to shine. And how do we shine? We shine by love. By loving even those we may think are our enemies, but recognize that we don't war against flesh and blood. I felt bad for the military out there being called names when all they're doing is their job. I felt bad out there for the people that take this personal. I feel bad just for our world as it is today, but I'm also, on the same token, encouraged that it's an opportunity for us to do good things, to encourage people that are discouraged, to give hope to people who feel hopeless, to lift up those who feel like their lives don't matter, because they do. Does God speak today? I think he speaks loud and clear. And I believe I hear his voice in everything that's happening. And just as real as that vision and dream was, so is this. And Jesus is coming soon. We don't know when, but I know opportunity is here today. Opportunity to love on people. To love on people that believe like you, and to love on people that don't believe like you. To love on people that look like you, and to love on people that don't look like you. To love on people that have nothing, or to love on people that have everything. This is the time, folks. This is the time that when it says many of you will fall away, that you will be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by politics. Don't be deceived by racism. Don't be deceived by economics. Just love on people. Amen. Love you guys. Next week, we're going to talk about another way that God speaks. Today, we covered dreams and visions. And so anyway, have a great week. Get out there, love on somebody, encourage somebody, help somebody, give somebody some hope. Love you. Amen.
Pastor Monica Podcast is produced by ICCM Life Center at 1812 Park Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Head to changingourcity.org for more information about our ministry.